The Art of Work, Section 16. Everything that exists has certain characteristics, and mankind is no exception. People are limited in their ability to argue with one who has supreme knowledge, yet they continue to try, even though it is futile. Not one of us knows what is best to do during the few and fleeting days we pass you like a shadow, for we cannot know what will happen on the earth after we are gone. So I say a good reputation is better than a lavish funeral, for it makes the day of one's death even better than the day of one's birth. Indeed, it is better to attend a funeral than a party, for death is the destiny of every person, and the living should take this to heart. Mourning is better than laughter, because grief makes us wiser. Although the wise embrace sorrow, fools seek only pleasure. If Qohelet is correct that the wise embrace sorrow, then I am not always walking on the path of the wise. I do accept the fact that ongoing sorrow is a part of our broken world, and I can see that at play all around me. Natural disasters kill hundreds of thousands of people at a single time, and man's destructive hatred does much worse. I can see the tears of the oppressed. I hear the world groan together with collective grief. I am deeply impacted by sorrow, but I would not say that I'm always willing to embrace it. More often than not, I avoid sorrow and look for the place where people are celebrating life and enjoying themselves. Would I say that I'm one of those fools that seek only pleasure? I don't think so, but I certainly do my best to avoid too much sorrow and grief. Qohelet will tell us later that when good times come, we are to enjoy them, but that we must also accept the bad times as well. There is a time and place for both pleasure and pain. I need to accept both and embrace both in turn. When death and destruction comes to a community, we should be there weeping with those who weep and be engaged in the process of healing and reconciliation. Refusing to bring grief close enough to embrace it is a foolish way to live, for it is in the brokenness of the world that we find wisdom at work. Wisdom is active at the decision points of life and in our relationships with each other. When we run away from those difficult times and avoid the pain, we leave the path of the wise, for it is in those circumstances that the quiet words of the wise leave their mark on the lives of those trapped by terrible times. Qohelet notes that grief makes us wiser, but there is a cost, for it hurts to embrace sorrow and to draw it close to us. I find it far too easy to turn my back and walk away. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on the Book of Ecclesiastes. You can find more podcasts at artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.